For season one,
I'm back in this bitch.
Man, this is season one, High Class Dirtbags Podcast. This is the last episode for season one. That song we played to you was by Third World, called Italians, produced by Third World. Performed by Third World. I just had to get that out the way so motherfuckers can't sue us down the line. All right. I know, but you know, you never know. You got to give motherfuckers their props. So, shout out to him. Italians had nothing to do with this episode. Just wanted to play that and get in the vibe. You know what I'm saying? I am Trill or motherfucking Lansky. One eye in person, three eyes on Instagram. You know the spiel.
It's me, your main nigga, JR, J dot underscore R dot on the gram where everybody else lives.
And who we got to my left right now?
You already know who it is. The motherfucking dog, Flames P, you dick.
I like to call him Felonious. Me and him are good friends. We've known each other for about 15 years. So I think
President the CEO of the RPA
stands for Felonious. You know what I'm saying? Because I just think it's very proper. Yeah, shout out to my nigga Flames Felonious P. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Who else we got right here?
Yo, it's your boy Joffy Mo, aka Lioness Joff. Yeah, I tell the truth though.
Yeah. Oh man. And then I think we're gonna have Pretty You from the Avenue come join us too sometime. I mean, he's running late cause he's on nigga time. But hey, shout out to my nigga.
You know, it's gonna be right if we ain't have a nigga come late.
Oh man, so what the fuck has been going on in the world, man, since we last
all types of
combined veined.
Man, you see this latest shit on the internet?
Oh man.
Hashtag she a winner.
It was entertaining. I think it was entertaining.
Hashtag I'm turning vegan.
Shout out Big Trouble, man.
Yeah, shout out Big Trouble.
Big Trouble.
For sparking that shit off. But after about the first three, I was like, okay.
Alright. Just started to get a little.
No, they had a shorty in the grocery store today.
I just seen that too. With the red on.
Yeah.
I thought it was Club Godzilla that started it, and then everybody just got to took his way.
Yo.
Might have been.
But Trouble kept that spark on the internet for it. Yeah. My boy.
But they were hit. Nah, man, that shit crazy though, boy. I was like, man, I was looking like, damn, these motherfuckers fucking up all the vegetables.
Yeah,
like,
some bitches with some talent out here. There's a lot of talent out here.
It was funny because I saw the one with the chick. She started sucking the two cucumbers together, and then I was looking at the comments, and everybody was like, theoretically speaking, if those were two dicks, those two dicks would be touching, and then everybody was just like, oh, man, damn, yeah. I was like, oh man, you're right.
In all fairness to her, she's a porn star. So.
Oh man.
Yeah. Crazy story.
Hey,
she knew that
look, I had that shit happen one time, right?
Well, hold on,
right,
what?
No,
hey, what?
Let me explain. Not the touching,
no.
But look,
you can never touch.
But look, that's what I'm about to say.
We started off real.
Look, shorty, try to do. We was like, hold on, wait a minute. One at a time. One at a time.
She's trying to do the double revolving door to y'all. You know, the two motherfuckers trying to fit the revolving door, y'all gonna touch.
And, no, it was so crazy. Look, it was another dude, little chick. So he was, you know, doing, he was hitting her. Well, me and my cub, we was banging the mouth out. So he was like, hey, put both of them in your mouth at the same time. We was like, hold on, no.
I would have said, yo, bro.
Hey, don't speak for my shit. Don't speak for my dick.
Yo, bro.
Like, it was over with. It was over. I was like, you know what? I'm about to go ahead.
Come on, fam. Throw a technical.
What are you doing?
That's a technical foul.
Like, yeah, my cousin, first thing my cousin said, nah, you don't got to do that. I was like, nah, you know what? I'm out of here, man.
I'm good, man. I'm gonna go enjoy the rest of my night, man. Yeah,
I would have like, why would you say that, bro?
Like, you a dude, right? Saying, I'm like, man, dog, chill out, man. You know what? I'm out of here, man. I'm done.
That nigga watched too much porn. Yeah, bro.
Certain situations you can't be like that.
That nigga got excited.
That nigga said, put both of them in your mouth.
That nigga said, it's a movie.
That shit weirded me out.
Nah, man.
Look, then after all that, he told the chick, he was like, let's cuddle.
He love her.
Yeah, I was like, you know
what? Oh, he love her.
No, he talking about him and her. He was like, you know.
Yeah, that motherfucker wants some other shit.
He love her.
Why you telling her what to do to my shit,
He love her.
Like, yeah, dog.
For real, dog.
Hey, y'all, when y'all left, he was like, damn, I almost had him put two dicks in your mouth.
Right. No, you
that
didn't.
That nigga's sick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what satisfaction do you get out of that shit?
That nigga's sick, bro.
Nigga watch too much porn, man.
Bro. Too much. That nigga be on porn. Yeah, hub. That nigga, man. We doing this tomorrow, babe.
That motherfucker say, yo, do it both at the same. Oh, no. Whoa.
Look, I like,
my shit would have went soft.
I look at Cubs. I was like, hey, I said, man, hey, he can't come back over here.
Right. Ever. You're,
he can't come back over here.
Thinking this whole shit,
yeah, bro. I was like, nah, no, I'm out.
Immediately.
Bro. I'm out.
Like, nigga, this wasn't the plan.
I'm calling me an Uber.
Too far. Some point.
I'm out, dog. Like, I don't give a fuck. I fucked about it. Well, you just ruined that shit.
Facts.
Nigga, don't talk during the gangbang. Nigga, don't be talking during the gangbang.
Don't talk. For real.
Motherfucker look up, didn't make eye contact with you, like, oh.
You in the back, you look to the left, I'm gonna look to the
right. I'm done, yo. You running the train on somebody, dog. Motherfucker look down and then look up at you slow, like, oh, yeah, I'm done.
Looking like I'm looking done. At a chick you ain't wanna see. You looking, look away real quick. Oh, hell, nah, I hope he ain't see me.
Nah, I hope he ain't see me.
Well,
that'd
be some weird shit, bro.
That shit funny as hell.
That's that
crazy.
CB4 shit, bro.
That's a true story.
Yeah. Looking at you like y'all playing poker across the table.
Cousin's like, no, you don't got to do that. Oh. I was like, you know what?
But I appreciate the trend. Like, it's cool to see, but it's gonna die down real fast.
It is, but it isn't because like you got these, because you got to think, just because there are a lot of grown men watching it, but there's a lot of young women watching it too, though. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about that dynamic. That
so never was a fan of the whole train dynamic, like me and my.
No. I'm just talking about the cucumbers. Fuck the train. Fuck the choo choo. I ain't talking about Thomas the Train.
Maybe I should have experienced it.
Fuck the choo choo.
Maybe
I should have fucked her with the homie. Maybe we should have trained that bitch.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie, boy. Yo, being from the South, bro.
Start thinking about all them trains.
Middle school, high school, shit.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's middle school shit, right? Yeah.
That's an after school special.
She said she going, we all going. Hey, yeah.
Like, this is one thing, but the Trisna.
I mean, everybody strapped up.
She said it's a go, we going.
But it was always the last motherfucker to roll up and be like, yo, I'm going to make her my girl. Like, dog,
come on, man.
Like 13 of us, though.
Right, man.
Oh, man, you had your own little thing, too, but then you had some shit like,
there was a jump off. Like, hey, she at the crib. Oh, she over there? Y'all done hit? I'm like,
she said, come in the room.
I'm good. I'm good.
It's cool. It's cool. I go in. Yeah, nigga, go.
She said, come in.
Yeah. All right.
So. On the occasion.
No,
it was a swap out. I do the swap out.
It was a fact.
The swap out many times.
The swap out was my college shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's terrible.
He leave the room, I come in like,
that all of this was consensual.
Man, I'm a swap out is still a train too. It's just a single man train.
No,
it's a single man train.
It's a sentiment train. hey, the swap house, the swap house pumped out the niggas that was gonna wife him. Like, oh man, nah, you can't go.
The essence is like, still in the air in the swap house.
He done stayed in there too long.
Hey, after he come out, can't nobody go in. Oh, that's a fuck you mean, bro?
She said she about to go to sleep. Right.
You done stayed in there long.
She said she ain't really feeling this shit no more.
She want to close the door, bro.
She changed her mind. You know how they get.
You be mad as hell at that nigga.
I'm gonna come get you, bro. You know how she get, bro. Nah, nigga, I don't know.
All right, man. Story time. I ain't gonna lie, man. All right. Like, probably like high school, probably like 10th, 11th grade, dog. Had this little chick. You know what I'm saying? She, her and her sister, dog. It was like, yo, come to the crib.
Yeah.
You know, it was like four of us. It was like, you know, two per chick. But, you know, we all was like, fuck it. Let's go ahead, you know, swap out. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, they down with, you know, hitting two a piece. Like, they down with hitting four a piece. As long as it's consensual. You know what I'm saying? It was all consensual, dog. Like, it was, you know, motherfucking high school. Like,
people don't understand shit like that consensual.
No, dog.
They be trying to act like niggas doing some
Right.
You know, all that shit was definitely consensual. It was like, yo, come through. Bust down. You and your homies. Like, all right, cool. Ain't shit else to do. Dog, tell me why. Four niggas got trapped in the closet, though, because they mama came home.
Hey, bro. High school.
Nigga, I'm like, my back all fucked up because I'm like, oh, I'm crooked on some toys, nigga, for like 2 hours.
Bro.
Nigga,
like,
hey, nigga, y'all couldn't have been silent. Four niggas in one closet. Like, nigga, that shit was not quiet.
Shit, who? When you in the project, you know them motherfucking people got them pieces? Shit, her mama went to the store.
Right.
How long was y'all in the car?
Like 2 hours.
Damn.
She came home for 2 hours and then decided to go to the store.
Yeah. 2 hours. Really out of bust.
For real.
A nigga like that to bust up out that motherfucker.
Somebody
like
would have farted real slow.
Like the Kool-Aid man. Hey. Oh, yeah.
I'm out of here.
like who y'all niggas? So, that shit would look like a clown car. One nigga just bust out and another three niggas like, fuck it.
Tell your mama to come in the back.
That was before cell phones and shit, bro. That was before niggas actually had
all
cell phones.
All pre-cell phone. Pre-camera phone time.
Yeah, that was pre. Oh, nigga had an iPhone back then. Nigga, it's a rap, dog. You know how many people mama right now would be on fucking Pornhub, dog?
Man.
You crazy, dog.
That was when we had them chirp phones.
Nokia.
I never got a chirp phone, though. I didn't get on that wave because the niggas was like, them shits was feds. And then I was so paranoid back home.
Niggas was getting them shits as burnouts. But see, you know what I'm saying? So.
You can buy the boost in there, chirp, and the reason, you had the next test.
I didn't fuck with them shit because my nigga got locked up in the shit. When them shits got super popular, when they had like the prepaid chirps and shit, you know, they only had two different types.
Sprint came out with
the chirp too. Yeah.
Nextel. The Nextel chirp.
Nextel. It was Sprint, though.
Yeah, they ain't merged yet.
No. Sprint had it.
Yeah. It was phone. Capability, yeah.
So then they ain't going, the motherfucker. Burp, burp, cause you know that shit used to be loud as fuck.
I know chicks used to break through while I'm fucking other chicks and shit. That shit was terrible.
Yo, you got a 20?
That shit was terrible.
It was still with some cops.
I'm begging this chick, right? This other chick pumped through like, babe, what you doing? I'm like, oh, bruh, what the fuck? Right.
So,
baby, I'm missing you. Oh, that bitch.
Oh, this is the wrong number.
You trying to get me killed.
This is the wrong chirp. This is your 10 digit. Your 10 digit.
This ain't him. I got his phone. This ain't him.
He let me borrow his chirp.
This said, I like you. That shit.
Oh, my bad.
Hell yeah.
Straight up. That should be funny as hell, though, boy.
I done got chased out the crib by this chick grandma one time with the broom. She came in with the brooms. Like, you know, I'm trying to be cool. I'm like, man, shit, I'm about to be out about this motherfucker. She done came out the room with that broom. I ran down them stairs. Man, get the hell up out this bitch, man.
They're like, hey, man. That shit do. Hey, man, for real, man. That trapped in the closet shit do be happening, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Man, that shit be happening, dog.
Yeah, man.
Nigga was skeptical as fuck till that shit happened to me, dog.
Man, I told you, I be running up out them bitches. I done ran up out a couple of cribs.
Okay.
Hit that top one note. Yeah, I know y'all heard that beep a couple times in all these episodes because we doing it at the crib. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do high class dirt bags. You know what I'm saying? Hit that top lock door when you come in the front door, though. You know what I'm saying? Yo, guess who just joined us, man?
You know who it is? It's Pretty You from the Avenue.
Man, you already know. Hey, Bayaka, Bayaka, Booyah, Bob. bop, bop, bop.
Lights out, lights out.
Scene. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but we was just catch you up real quick. We was just talking about fucking getting caught in the closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like, you know what I'm saying, banging a chick out and then they ain't having to be, you know what I'm saying, like have to dip off because somebody come home and you just climbing out a window or some shit like
chased
that.
Off with the broom by grandma.
Right. Facts. Damn, I should have worded that totally different.
I got hit in the head with trying to collect that, but I was usually the guy who was the only dude who was allowed to come in the apartment. You dig me? I was sitting on the couch, shorty baby eyes girls rolling back as we watching Goonies or something. Grandma never knew.
Right.
My hand game was serious.
See, yeah. See, yeah. Like,
nah, we talking about straight creeping in.
Yeah,
hold on. Yeah. When you're a young fella, hand game starts to creep in. So if grandma comfortable with you being there, she don't mind going to bed. You feel me?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. No.
And now you rocking out on the couch until Titi come home.
He's smooth as shit. You
know. Yeah. I was one of the few dudes allowed to lie to house. I don't like slut bag. I don't like a dirt bag. I look real calm and easy.
Hey, that's how you gotta be.
That
that's the definition of a high class dirt
bag. Right, you hear me? He James Bond with the dirt bag. You shaffing with it.
Yeah, I mean, and just so you know, people who, before you turn this podcast off, because we started off talking about trains, you know,
like
a lot of things.
Not the little engine that could.
Like the little
like the little engine that would.
That would.
We're talking about terror squad. Me, you, and him, go see
W-O-O-D.
Like, me, you, and him, go see
him. The little engine that would.
That Amtrak.
Trayway.
Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
Hell no.
That shit terrible. Nah, man. No. God damn. Oh shit, man. All right, man. So I got a question, man, that's been on my mind for a couple of days now, and I just wanted to ask everybody, man. Is it gay to fuck a stud?
When you say a stud, like she keep a strap on with it every now and then.
Yeah,
like she grows a little. She got a little hair on the chin.
Like little mom.
But
like,
she ain't got it on her the day you fuck with her.
Like young.
She left the strap at the crib when you fucked with her.
I just want to say you was about to apologize for us starting off with a train.
And you going to this right?
Now, these are questions.
You can't apologize for being a dirtbag, bro.
So I'm gonna let you know. Like,
I mean, I could try.
In the car, I had this conversation with my sister. She the diva, what's up? How you doing? Shout out to you. So she tells me that if a man is sexually attracted to a stud, it kind of shows that he may have an affinity towards men because this is his way of saying, but it's a girl, but it's a nigga.
Yeah, she look like
it's
a dude.
It's actually a chick with real tips and a clip.
One of the homies.
But she get naked. She look like a chick though.
But shit, that's to still a like a dude because
to a
she,
from the waist down
to a point. Yeah, man, technically, but her physically, like she might.
So what about you?
Like
how you feel about it?
Fucking studs.
I don't know if I can do it. I don't think I can do it, bro.
She did like unleash the tits, bro.
What's her pretty girl noise?
I can't fuck the stud.
She got a noise like, nah, fuck nah. That's my word, kid.
Nah, I can fuck like a little athletic chick, tomboyish, but a full out stud.
That's a no for me, dog.
Nah. I mean, shit.
Come on, even if she
Queen Latifah set it off, no. Queen Latifah, what is it? Holiday movie? I might fuck.
That's enough for me, dog.
It only be
don't
weird.
Tell her I said that, though.
Y'all right, though. I mean,
Chloe will flip you over.
I feel like if she made that decision, it looked
like
a nigga.
I'm
not attracted to that shit.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Thick stud.
She got a haircut like Jimmy Butler and shit.
But she bad.
She look like the black dude off Hot Tub Time Machine and shit. I ain't got time for that.
No, but I'm talking about like a bad stud. Like what? Because some of these studs
like Manny,
be like, yo.
Look like Hurricane
like,
Chris and Manny Fresh and shit.
You ever
seen
one of them dykes that look like Kevin Gates in the face?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
I'm talking, all right.
My homeboy say that's your
same fading off.
That's a daddy's girl.
My homeboy said that's a daddy's girl. What about the studs that look like Alicia Keys? The bad ones.
I'm all in. Like,
see, that's like a tomboy.
Right. That's a tomboy, right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's a tomboy.
But she keep her titties strapped. Nah, but fuck.
Them the cool ones, though.
She's a tomboy. Nah,
she got to unleash them, though. She got to take that sports bra off. Hey,
them the good ones, though.
We talking about them girls who really ain't never had no dick. Like,
yeah.
Like, just a nigga.
The tomboys who look like Alicia Keys, they want dick every now and then. Them studs. They don't want no one knowing.
They get
mad
when
they get period.
Around. For real. Yeah. I seen a stud pregnant, though. I was confusing the motherfucker.
The strap be in their gray sweatpants.
All the time.
Like, them niggas got gray sweatpants.
They got gray sweatpants with strap.
Damn, guys. Studs is the reason why gray sweatpants got popular. They ain't even actual niggas.
Low key. Low key, that's what happened. Yeah. That's the story behind
it. That's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that's
rocking the strap in gray sweatpants.
And straight niggas was like, yeah, we'll take that. Fuck it. It's cool. We'll take that. That shit out.
Like, we got to take whatever we can get.
In reality, niggas really don't wear sweats with no drawers.
Yeah, we really don't. That's some crazy shit.
That's some stud shit.
That's some old school. That's some stud shit.
Yeah, that's some 70s shit when your sweatpants didn't have pockets.
Yeah, that's like my pops. Era
type
shit.
Yeah, the freebone ass old.
Yeah,
put like, sweatpants on.
Yeah. I done seen some niggas try to damn hit on some stud chicks. Like this one dude, nigga prison dude. Damn, I ain't gonna say the nigga name. Right. But the nigga name, that nigga said, man, I like me a little stud muffin. I was like, damn. Nigga.
Hey.
I was like, for real, my nigga. So now I gotta look at you different.
You probably. I wouldn't say even look at him different. He see her on a different level of femininity. I made that word up, man. Yeah, like, oh shit, yeah. Look how femme.
She a strong blue one. Let me get
look
that.
At those.
She's so fucking thugged out. Nigga.
Look how feminine she is. He won't that.
Cats who be, who done seen some like thugged
that nigga
chicks,
must
like,
been
some
locked up for
like,
some shit.
Like, man, nah, no, for real, you. Like you like that.
Like women.
The big buff bitches.
No, I'm cool. Yeah, no, for real. Because I mean, to me, it's like, damn, she hang with the boys. She want to be with the boys, and you checking that out. I mean, you checking out the fellas too.
So the funny thing about that is it kind of shows that my sister Rashida Diva had something going on.
Yes, she did.
That's
absolutely
right. Because she said, if you like the hardcore stud dude chick, then maybe you like dudes.
That's about right, my nigga. But I'm still fucking tomboys. Still fucking tomboys.
Tomboys was the shit growing up.
To be a dude, when you like a dude that's like kind of feminine,
would you like an effeminate man?
You know what I'm saying? Like
a nigga who get mad and roll his eyes and then knock a nigga out.
But he still got no Timbs and shit. He still dressed like a nigga.
Those dudes, you were like, is he gay? I don't know.
Right.
But then again, he's not. Because
that's the equivalent of a thug, right? That's the equivalent of a thug. Like
the equivalent
a stud
of a
like
stud,
a mad feminine nigga.
Right, true.
Yeah.
Whoa,
damn,
right? Like he's super feminine. Like,
right,
like he's a thug nigga, but he's mad feminine.
But see,
there's one difference. The one difference is one has a woman, one doesn't.
Exactly.
No, that's but see, them chicks try to be mad masculine though.
Yeah,
they don't try to be feminine. Like they try.
They
to
trying to be masculine.
But she still got. She
can't help she her. She's still overpowered by that
the
woman.
The opposite would be a nigga who's really, you know what I'm saying, like who's just
already
super
masculine. Yeah. He's a man, but he's just,
you mean a nigga had a trick. He
like,
had
like Prince
teeth,
or some
so
shit.
He was by all his aunties.
Yeah.
So he get mad and pop his neck and shake his hand when he get mad. But he's a regular dude though.
One of these.
And you be like looking at him like, yo, what's wrong with homie?
I don't know why that shit's
man,
funny
that's
to
sweet.
Me.
Shout out to the stud. I got some stud homegirls.
Got all women
cool
mannerisms
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I got some cool people. I'm not knocking on
stud
homegirls.
Right, bro.
I have sex with them.
Chill out. Why your hand on your
but
hips?
How is it gay to fuck a stud, though?
Calm down, bro.
Because it's still a chick.
I totally get you.
I'm mad at you. Nigga, why?
The mental mind state of
holding the gun, lip wrist and shit.
Wow.
Oh shit!
Hey, boss.
Hey, them motherfuckers out here though.
Listen, gay gangsters out this month.
We looking in the wrong.
Like Little Richard type shit.
On some real shit, bro.
Y'all ever heard? Y'all talk about this gangster from Harlem?
Shut up!
Y'all ever heard of Preacher from Harlem?
Yeah.
Okay, so Preacher from Harlem was a real kill you and bury you in the wall type nigga and kill your family and cut fingers off. But you know what he did right before he kill you? He fuck you in the ass.
Damn, boy, you about
gay gangster.
Man, you can't even do that, dog.
That's some serial killer shit.
You gotta kill me.
No, he's a gay gangster. And then when he went to jail, he was straight raping niggas in prison, B. This is like New York folklore.
That's some psychological shit. Nigga wanted to take your.
Is that control, or he getting turned on by you screaming and hollering and wants to have sex with you?
It's probably control.
Maybe he got raped as a kid.
Let's go to another subject.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That shit didn't scare the fuck out of me.
Right. I'm cool, bro. Where the liquor at? I don't even want to go down that route, fam.
I'm gonna pull me up some liquor and I'm just like, I just don't see.
That shit got dark, nigga. That was Batman dark.
Bro, gangsters, right? Yeah. That's about as gangsters as it gets.
God damn.
Gay gangsters, dog.
Go on YouTube and listen to it yourself.
I don't want to.
I'm not speaking. Hey, guys. We not speaking on gay gangsters on this show because I don't want them to come at us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
won't even be on their radar.
We could do this the easy way or the hard way.
Y'all disrespected us. That's
the only time I consider killing myself. Fuck that. I'm out of here, man.
These is jokes. Follow me.
You about to do what?
Well, that's a tough
thing. These is jokes.
That's why Snowfall Season 1 fucked me up so bad. Because, dude. Bruh.
Me too,
my
dog.
My man was like, yo. He was like, yo, he got my bricks. That nigga went. He was like, yo, he don't want to talk. That nigga closed the door. That nigga came back in. That motherfucker pants was down. And dude was crying. He was like, yeah, look, the bricks is right here. And I was like, boy, look at my.
I stopped watching that show.
Well, this new season?
Season one.
I stopped watching that shit after that.
Shit, I'm trying to think of what it was.
My man robbed the dude for the bricks, and then the dude went and got the street dude from the hood. It was like, yo, I got to get my bricks back. And then the dude was like, all right, I'm going to help you get your bricks back. And then when they got to the dude that robbed him, the dude, they was beating the shit out of him. They kneecapped him with a baseball bat, all kind of shit. Dude wasn't talking. He was like, I got you. And he was like, just give me 20 minutes with him, dog.
Yeah,
and he took him to the back room, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And they thought he was beating on
him. He was beating on him, all right.
Yeah, he was beating my man. I was like, dog, ain't no way, dog. You wouldn't even have to have done that, dog. Hey, dog.
But you remember that shit good? The nigga was like, yo, you hear that?
Yeah, they knew what the fuck was going on.
You know, you hear, like, this. He's not getting beat up. You hear other strange noises. Like, that's not fight.
I ain't catch that shit.
That's different.
Yeah, that ain't the doggish shit.
Snowfall was dope as fuck, but I mean, that shit just. It's like, boy, look here, boy. Fuck that. Fuck that, dog.
I want my money back, but thank you.
Hey, no, nigga.
I don't get it back like that.
Nah, so,
I'm glad you got it back, because I wouldn't do that.
Nah, but the dude ended up getting him, finding out where the dope was like, yo, this mine now, you know what I'm saying? Because I found it. And then the boy had to end up taking my man out, because I was like, dog, I ain't beefing with no dude that's taking booty holes, dog. I get a gunfight all day with you, dog. Like,
you gotta kill him. You know what happens. You gotta kill him because if he can jump on you, he can jump on you.
He don't care about like his fucking dead body,
though. You
know what I'm saying?
That's Gucci, crazy, dog. Bro. I'm Gucci. I was like, boy, I know this shit. That's the show based off of Freeway Rick Ross's life, though. That's why I was like, well, I hope he ain't got no nigga in the fucking.
Funky Phil tips.
Hold on, oh, shit. What that is?
The funky, I got the glass filter, B, and it's a tornado action. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds, B. This is going to be dope.
We want some cutting them edge shit.
All right. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing for the last episode. You showing
see what I'm doing for the last episode, right? We're going to go with a bang, right?
But I keep on saying last episode, but last episode for this season,
but
man. We're taking a couple weeks off, man. We take a break, man. Enjoy summer. Because summer's been short as fuck this year. But climate change ain't real, but even though summer's only been like 2 weeks this year. like summer about to be over the blink of an eye. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Shit, it's hotter than a motherfucker.
Dog, last year was way hotter, dog. All right,
here we go. Look at this. I'm a bad
motherfucker. It ain't been that hot this year, dog.
I'm a bad mofo.
Oh, and that's how I operate?
I'm a bad mofo.
And he got the fedora on. Goddamn. Took it back to the 40s.
That's crazy.
That cobble pot shit.
Speaking
of. I fuck with cobble pot.
That cobble pot.
Speaking of.
I fuck with cobble pot, bro.
That cobble pot right here.
What would be the best munchie snack? Poor man munchie snack.
Shit, man.
You ain't got shit in the crib. You ain't got no bread. You ain't got shit in the crib, but the little bit of shit, you know, the shit you can mix up. Like, what's the shit you always like?
Shit, some chips.
Your go-to. Yeah, you're like, your go-to shit.
Mix up that variety.
I do that remix ramen.
If you got
you can remix ramen.
You can do anything if you got
Hell yeah. Bread and eggs, you good.
Hell yeah, that's all you need.
You got bread.
That's all you need, really.
And you keep some rice, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I always rice, keep
a, you can, you can make some shit noodles, with that. Right? Yeah. Shit,
like, noodles and rice, I always keep.
Gotta keep that. Gotta keep that.
I've made cinnamon toast, and like, this is the best shit.
Nigga, who you telling?
I used to take Hawaiian rolls, put them in the oven for a couple minutes, put mayonnaise on the motherfuckers and eat them.
Damn.
That's a Hawaiian roll. You just eat that with nothing.
Yeah, you
can, but you know.
That shit almost like butter. That's like, I'm that shit like throwing more butter on there.
Warm bread is the best.
And then you put the mayo on there, that shit kind of melt because the mayo got like eggs and butter in it. Throw that shit, man, that shit. You'll get by, bro. You get by. Syrup sandwiches and shit.
Yeah. Syrup sandwiches.
Bread and some syrup.
Yeah, remember them shit, man. Cheese sandwich. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese, boy. Them should be coming in clutch, dog. Boy, grilled cheese, boy. That should be hit.
If you got $3 and you can't get to like a McDonald's or something, you go to the corner store, get you a pack of ramen noodles, get you a big ass beef stick. Get you some Cheez-Its or something, some Doritos.
Excuse me, sir.
Chopped beef stick.
It sounds like that's a jailhouse meal.
I was just about to say.
I'm mixing the Jack Mac. I was just about to say.
We talking about jail food.
I'm mixing the Jack Mac. Hey, you ain't got no choice. I think Jack Mac came from jail in college, nigga.
I swore off Jack
Mac. You had to.
Jack Mac again.
Either between one of these, because I know in college niggas was doing it. Ain't no shit about jail. Niggas was doing it in college.
Oh, so when it was Jack Mac time, nigga, I'm the chef of Jack Mac. I know how to open that can and pull a whole Jack Mac fillet out that bitch, deep bone that motherfucker with water. Man, I'm a man.
The ramen noodles, I chopped the ramen noodles up to they're not long noodles, they're short noodles.
Mm. Like so almost like long rice?
Yeah, like long rices. Chopped mad at them up. Slice the Slim Jim the long way.
Nigga did a shit like a sausage.
I'm slicing that bitch. Wow. So you got about 4 slices of Slim Jim. Fry that shit up for a couple minutes on the fryer with some butter. Throw that shit in there. Put the shit up. Crumble some Doritos up. Sprinkle it on top. That's like your little Parmesan cheese. But you got to powder them shit. You got to like pound them shits on the table until it's like powder.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it all on there.
Yeah.
Mix it up so your noodles be all cheesy and shit. Whatever season it comes with, usually it's like beef or chicken. Boom, boom, boom.
That shit sounds amazing.
Now you got hot sauce. Boom. Throw a dash of hot sauce in there. If you got some bread, sop it up. You ain't going to be hungry.
Wait, and you mean to tell me you were doing this in college?
I was doing this in college.
What college you
went
to?
Sounds like prison.
Oh, shit. They both went to
prison. Sounds about right.
That sounds just like
prison. I learned
they both institutions. Shit.
You know what? You 100% right, B. That's all institutions.
It's all institutions.
One you pay for and one they pay for you.
Right, exactly. It's just which one you choose.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Ain't much of a choice.
So, yeah, poor man's munchies, you can get by if you got a couple. If you got $2, you make something happen. You ain't got shit. But some ketchup and some bread in your refrigerator.
You're fucked. Make some mean soup.
You can make some, like, fake-ass breadsticks, like mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
You got a slice of cheese.
Toast them bitches. And
hey.
Leave me alone in your kitchen for
30
minutes.
make some shit happen.
Yeah.
Long as I got garlic.
Just be open minded.
Open the cabinets and let me stay it for a little while.
Don't
I can make
judge
some.
It. Just
eat it.
Yeah, just taste it. You hungry? Taste it.
Best thing ever, man, for me, man, is them fried egg sandwiches, dog. That's with a slice of cheese on
egg
that bitch,
rice,
dog, but
egg and rice.
Yeah,
egg and rice.
Yeah, egg and rice, bro.
Yo, y'all ever put eggs in your ramen noodle?
Oh, yeah, of course. Dog. Yeah. That's why I say remix ramen, dog. Yeah. You give me some ramen, I can remix it, dog.
Yeah. I never done that, nigga. You a genius.
But that shit fire, bro.
You know what?
Never even thought about
that. If the situation ever presents itself, give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to do that shit just cut.
I take the white rice, throw it in the skillet, some butter and some soy sauce. They can get you some fried rice.
Yeah,
the egg in that.
Scramble
the egg up.
Shit, butter rice for me, dog. If I ain't got nothing but some rice, dog, put some butter in that bitch, dog. I'm good, dog. Butter rice, nigga.
High class dirtbag, chef's channel next.
That motherfucker, goddamn garlic salt. Shit, boy, that Creole seasoning, shit, I'm good.
Niggas gonna be having no food, but got cabinet full of seasoning.
Cabinet full. You can make a mean broth.
You got fish batter, fish fry, you got hush puppy. All you need
is some water, seasoning, a potato. You make a mean soup.
I'm trying to tell you what.
You got A1 sauce, you ain't got no
You can make anything. A1
one potato, nigga.
Hey, potato.
Real
one
shit guy. Though. Put some chicken. No, put some chicken broth in y'all noodles, bro. That shit is on hit.
Oh yeah, I can.
Damn,
the ramen
noodles.
Keep taking yeah,
cook the ramen noodles.
Yeah,
cook the ramen
noodles. Yeah, you season it up. Put some chicken broth in that shit.
You about to gain some weight then, huh?
Look, no, look. You fry the egg, bro. You chop it up just the yellow parts and shit. Put it in the noodles after you boiled it. Put that chicken broth in there. When you broil it in there, put that in it. Mix it up, man. That shit good, bro.
That's black.
Oh, chopped up red onions. Yeah, chopped up red onions and
With some regular noodles, nigga.
Yeah, regular noodles, bro. Some shit you buy from the stove.
Onions and peppers makes it 10 times. Anything bruh. You got, put onions and peppers.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you ain't got
exactly.
Peppers, put onions and peppers.
That's
and peppers.
That flavor for your ass.
If you don't know how to season, that's how you start.
Yeah, real
I
shit.
Keep an onion in the
you know, I got you on the seasoning too. Shit, stick. Get you some garlic listen, salt, some onion mean. Powder. Right. Put that shit in there. Oh my god,
I'm
bro!
I'm a chef now.
Yeah, noodles. When it comes to chicken,
hey, in St. Louis.
That's it. All that extra hey, shit,
you're
making some extra shit.
Don't let you have no leftovers, though. You can chop up some meat.
Unless you got the blue or double.
I swear to you, bro. Hey.
Blue or double going everything.
Yeah.
Red top.
The red top.
Red top.
That's like seasoning salt to me. Nigga, I take that.
Nigga got
Lowry's seasoning salt.
Nigga got gourmet noodles.
Hey, for real, though. That's how we used to get down. Got that gourmet noodles.
They give it a certain taste, though.
We're going to have a noodle cook-off.
Oh, man. That,
we're going to do that
season,
on a video vlog, yo.
Next season, noodle cook high-class dirtbags.
We're going to have a hood cook-off, bro, with noodles.
Best ramen, nigga.
Yeah, with noodles. We're going to do this.
All right, now, we talk about ramen and shit. I got to know, man. How y'all boil y'all noodles, man?
El dente.
What happened?
El dente, not super soggy.
Little crunch.
Not too much crunch.
No, no, but just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that's how I like my shit. Yeah, like I take them out. I take them out before they really fully cook, and then I just let that shit steam in the bowl with that damn that shit, dog. Yeah. And then by the time I go to eat it, them shits ain't overcooked, bro. I hate overcooked ramen noodles, bro.
Once they boil, I stop them. Take them out, put them in the bowl, and put the broth.
You gotta let that shit cook. You know what I'm saying?
Then I put the seasoning in. I put the seasoning in a minute after it done set.
Y'all do it way different, man.
Why you say that?
The seasoning be fresh, be popping.
I boil it in the water.
The seasoning?
Because I put chicken broth in my shit, so it's already got the flavor.
Oh, no,
just sit
I know,
in
I know. Oh, you boil your seasoning.
You put
your seasoning
in the water. So when you take your shit out, it's already seasoned.
Yeah, but I put it in there right before I'm about to take it out. So the seasoning got time to, like, stick to the shit. That shit good.
But you boiling it in chicken broth already.
Yeah.
Not water.
Yeah. A little water and a little chicken broth.
Cheat code.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But shit, if you got shit and you don't have meat, you can just...
I mean, nine times out of ten, you're gonna run out of food before you run out of seasoning. So I still be having like leftover seasoning shit, and I'll be like, shit, I'm gonna put this on this. I'm gonna try this right here.
Yeah.
That tastes good. Make my own motherfucking
whip up, dog. Ain't
wait,
like
make
the
my
whip
own
up.
Motherfucking Alfredo sauce. It'd be good, bro.
Oh yeah, the homemade
once
Alfredo
you put
sauce is the shit.
Alfredo sauce on your ramen noodle. Is it really a ramen noodle? Because now it went from Asian to Italian.
Nah, it's still a noodle.
You don't
even
put the seasoning in at
that
time,
don't
bro.
Change.
Yeah, it's still a noodle. It's still pasta.
Nigga, I recently saw a nigga make noodles from scratch. Nigga, I was like, holy shit.
Time out. You put Alfredo sauce
on
your ramen noodles?
If if I don't season it with the regular season that come with the packet, I'll make up some Alfredo sauce and put that shit in there.
It's like, if you got Alfredo, you ain't got no Alfredo noodles?
Yeah, shit, that shit be good.
Hey man, that is a remix though, man.
That
shit's good.
But I don't know why they put it together.
Bruh, cause I mean, like
you got,
I
like,
said,
leftover.
No, look,
like fucking, here you go.
No,
I said
lie.
from scratch.
I'm glad we did not just have the cook off today.
Like, cause no,
that
check
nigga
would have
blown everybody.
You're making Alfredo from scratch.
No,
don't fuck with
you.
Just
so happy to have heavy cream and
real
you
shit.
Heavy
cause and you gonna run, out of
you
shit.
You got heavy cream in your refrigerator for no reason.
You gonna run out of food before you run out of seasoning. Heavy cream is goes to seasoning.
You got
everything.
Wait, keep sherry in the cabinet too.
I don't even know who that is.
You got all
these no, I don't eat pomegranate. That shit fucking my stomach.
Cheese and heavy cream.
Hey,
if
you shop at the farmer's market, you're going to have that shit, though. You're going to have that seasoning shit. That shit going to be left over.
Keep heavy cream in the refrigerator.
Oh.
I keep some for my macaroni and cheese.
Right, bro. Right.
Y'all some cooking ass niggas.
Yeah, yeah, nigga. My grandma's and my aunties equipped me with that shit. They was like, you ain't gonna need no
they
woman
said,
for
hold
shit.
On, baby. Make sure you get that heavy queen.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. You gonna need hey, grandma, you know, how you make your macaroni? I put this and this and this. Oh, okay.
I don't never crave.
Okay.
I'm gonna make myself some macaroni and cheese.
Man, yo.
It's hard, though, because I just be too lazy.
Yeah. Oh, that shit is easy though.
And I know I'm gonna waste it.
Nah, you gonna eat that shit, bro. You gonna be excited that you made that shit and be like, oh, okay.
I know how to cook, but I ain't
every time I get better too.
Yeah.
Every time I get better.
Every time.
Damn, I can do this now.
Yeah.
Add four more cheeses and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's how I be when I be on them cooking shows, bro. Like I be like, oh, I'm saving all this shit, dog. I get back
excited about that shit.
That bitch. Bobby Flay, like I never thought I'd be able to cook some shit like this, dog.
For real shit though.
Grew up on some fucking ramen noodles, Wolfgang, right? Serve sandwiches.
Hell
now
yeah.
We out this bitch.
Hey,
now we out here, man.
You already know, boy.
Now we out here, man. Oh man. So what else is going on in the world, man? Since we're gonna be gone for a while, we need to talk about, I guess, some shit. To, you know, to appease the listeners. Shout out to our listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Collective. Hey everybody, thanks for listening.
Hey man, appreciate it.
I got Dirtbags. These things got apparel, yo. I'm looking at a motherfucking 3-button polo with the money bag on the chest.
Yeah, man.
That's fresh. Brother, yeah, that's fresh. Yeah, I'm a fan of that.
Prototypes though.
Yeah, man. Got the prototypes hanging up.
That should be a
you gotta just visualize it.
I'm visualizing what I'm seeing. Visualize it. You know, my G is futuristic. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing it like a 27 Zenith.
That's what the dude is crazy. Man, it is, man. It's been a wonderful ride, man. We've done a lot of things in this season here, and just like, hey, man.
For the bigger and better things.
Hell yeah, we about to start recording this shit next season, man. This is gonna be pretty fucking awesome.
You have a wardrobe department?
Probably. I mean, like personal wise, yeah. Like you have your own.
Well, someone to like take the lint off my shoulders if I need. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, we actually just might have a chicken head with a lint roll and some fucking.
You know, some lotion for the ashy hands.
Yeah, all kind of shit.
Cold bottles of water.
Rolling blunts.
I'm with that shit.
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool, man.
We ain't gonna get too big. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna do too much. We ain't gonna never like.
Gonna do something though, right?
We ain't gonna never play ourselves for no bread.
That's not the collective.
Like, niggas out here shucking and jiving.
Man, I like that, man. I like them. I like them old sayings, man. Like old rubbernecking and shoe shoeing.
Uncle Tommy.
Yeah, old sock chewing ass nigga. Like damn.
Tap dancing ass boy.
Ass nigga. So you say the word cooning. Could we define cooning? What does it actually mean? Like,
I mean, I think it came from raccoon. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I think it came from. Like,
raccoon.
Raccoon. Like you a coon.
But then how does the word raccoon become like an action, like an adjective?
Oh, like that's what you're doing.
Like he's cooning. Like how does the name, oh, he's a raccoon, a.k.a. a coon, because in the band that you open, at night you wear a mask,
like,
you open your eyes.
I think it's like now that you're like white boying. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas say, oh, I'm about to go white boying.
Like Yazabowsing?
Like we about to go, jump off some shit for no reason. Like we're going white boying.
Oh shit!
When you white boy, it's when you go to the extreme limit.
Yeah, for no reason.
But no, on a that Tuesday, like fuck it.
Yeah,
no,
fuck it. I'm about to get shit faced drunk. Yeah. And
on a Tuesday night, like,
you get no prize at the end of it. It's like no purpose for it. But
you go roll your ankle, shit. Fuck up your back, lose your phone. You wake up next day like, dude, that shit was crazy.
What did y'all do last night?
So how do you black man it?
Shit, chill out the crib.
Yeah. Yeah, probably go to a strip club. Smoke a couple blunts in the strip club. It just depends. Really? Yeah.
You know what? All right, so when you go out, you're like, you know what? Tonight, guys, we're going to white boy it. We know we're going ape shit. So we know what that means. So if we on our way out, and I'm like, tonight, guys, you know what? Let's just keep it, nigga. What are we doing?
We chilling,
man. We're going to find a vibe and chill.
We probably going to eat somewhere. Something like, go get some
food. What if
real relaxing chocolate.
We're going to smoke, drink. You know, we ain't going to turn up.
Isn't that amazing?
Nigga ain't turning up. Nigga ain't
relaxed. I can't get shit faced though.
We like cooking on the front lawn or something. That's some nigga.
Yeah, we
got to cook out on the front lawn. Working out in white tank top and slippers.
Don't nobody got real clothes.
Niggas inside clothes on outside.
Basketball shorts ain't nobody.
Yeah. Basketball shorts and tank top for no damn reason.
Be some real last minute shit.
Nah, if a nigga call you and be like, yo, chicken, now wait a minute. On the grill. Everybody know shit. What it is when a nigga hit, call you be like, man, we hitting the city. You be like, oh, shit.
Oh,
oh
that's
you already know, boy. That's when it's time to dumb
out.
I'm outside, bro. I'm outside, bro.
Everything is slow motion. Everything's amazing.
Yeah. Everything's
slow motion.
Steady,
like,
are you ready?
You think that's how you look. Yeah, you think.
What's
that's
going
how you look.
On?
You think that's how you look. Y'all stupid. But that ain't how you look. That ain't how you look. That's
what you think. You're getting patted down and shit. You looking for your wallet.
Right, bro.
And your homies in there before you get in there, so you looking for them and shit.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Go, man.
It don't look cool.
It don't look cool at all, bro. It ain't no, slow-mo in life, and that's what's fucking us up right now.
Niggas like, ain't picking up their phone.
Yeah, they ain't picking up their phone, but they at the bar getting drinks already.
You can't hear or feel the phone.
You was getting patted down,
bro.
Man, I was in the club the other day. When they could have just like, waited on you, bro. With my girl, man. Like that shit was crazy.
Niggas be
man.
Eager to get in there.
Niggas be in that bitch dumb and dunk. Like dude was in that bitch. What dude, man? It was a group of motherfuckers. They went to the VIP. This shit was funny as fuck, bro. They had to be young motherfuckers, man. Like probably like 22, 23, some shit like that. That motherfucker was like, yo, man, it's a fucking movie in here. I was like, oh, it's a fucking movie. And they're talking to somebody on the phone. You got to get here, man. It's a fucking movie, dog. Like, we're putting on a fucking show. Man, we got bottles.
It's about to be some project. Oh,
so, y'all niggas wild. I think, so what it is when they in the club and they got the fucking bottle shows, is that the movie? Is that the movie aspect of it?
I don't know, dog. Is life the movie? But I mean, is it life?
To imitate a movie.
I don't know what movie they seen.
I think everybody wants to drink Gatsby.
Like it's making it a movie. This look like a movie to everybody else.
Yeah, I'm sitting there
this
looking
the shit
like
you, this the shit you see in the movie. Because when I saw Belly, I was going for the pistols. I'm going for the pistols
when
in the toilet.
Belly, I thought it was the most prolific, longest rap video ever. Yeah. And I
mean, it was by hype, so of course.
I loved it.
It was by hype, so of course. Yeah,
I loved it.
Is when we needed that shit though. Yeah,
that shit. That was amazing. I'm like, this is how all rap videos should be.
That's fun.
Real shit. Bro. Real shit.
It was an amazing rap video.
Yeah, that motherfucker was talking to the minister.
That's when it got left.
I heard Superfly that the new one. I heard Superfly was like that.
The Superfly shit.
They said it was like a long video. Well, that's what 50 said.
It was like a long video.
Niggas had dumb hairstyles. dumb.
It was on some futuristic shit.
Who had the perm mohawk now?
I don't even know if it was on some future.
That nigga had, that nigga had the perm,
it was
dog.
Now
you ain't seen it.
Hey, that shit might whip around. I ain't see it. I ain't see it. I'm gonna check it out.
I think it was trash.
Cause it was by Lil X, and I fuck with Lil X, so I wanted to see.
Trying to make this young nigga.
But you gotta understand,
that was not Superfly. That was a whole other movie.
Yeah.
To me, that wasn't Superfly.
Yeah,
no.
That's true.
Why they call it Superfly? This nigga ain't had
no. Did he get any? Did he kick any knowledge or none?
No, man, he was talking like he was an old head.
You can't kick
21.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
No, cause Superfly used to put you just to drop some gems here and there.
Like
that's why I'm asking.
21 with a perm. Like, who
ain't no listen. Nigga, get your young ass out of here. Get your young ass out of here.
Hey, he was
in. Get your young ass out of here.
For
real, he had man.
I mean, you gotta change the storyline for the youngsters.
Man,
that's what
he
it is.
Blocking him, click.
My point
he
is,
heels.
In the movie, he was too young. too young of a nigga to be playing
to be that
type of.
Yeah, there was no way a young nigga was that way.
No,
I don't know because you got niggas like Jay Prince that was doing shit like that for real.
No, but Jay Prince
like. This was like
no,
right
Jay Prince was 20 when he was doing shit
like
that.
But it was the era of doing it.
It was the era of doing it young, like
doing that era of doing it called for that.
Yeah, so like Rich Porter and all the niggas. Like,
okay.
That whole era, nigga.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I feel you. I never seen it, so I don't know.
What, you never seen it?
Superfly.
No, I ain't never seen that.
That's it.
Yeah, man, that shit was.
We do take care of our children as well.
I'll call you right back up recording.
And answer our phones, ladies.
Right. Yeah, man.
We black men and we don't cheat.
Ooh, I don't even know what cheating is, man.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck is that, bro? Like, what's the point of it?
Black men don't cheat.
Nope. Beautiful black
men don't cheat. That's just unheard of.
At all.
I agree.
That's some. Everybody. Man, listen.
Look, man.
Black men don't cheat.
I got them t-shirts on sale, too. The black men don't cheat t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Where they can find them at?
Yeah, you can find them on my page at Jafimo. Okay. Shit, any platform. You'll find me. I'm there.
Yeah, I got to get
and it had a link. Yeah,
I'm part of that delegation.
Black men don't cheat.
We don't, man. Like, we, you know what I'm saying? We faithful black men community.
And even if you know a nigga that's cheating, why we can't preach to him that we don't cheat? Women be tripping off that shit heavy.
Yeah, they do.
It's like,
yeah, I mean, if you
like, my ex-boyfriend but yo, just yo, cheated on me last
what,
week.
What be crazy is, it be chicks that's married and raising boys. I'd be like, well, wouldn't you, like, want your man not cheating? Wouldn't you be rooting on, you know, your man? Or be pushing this on to your kids? You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be teaching. This was a teachable moment.
That makes sense.
People don't look for teachable moments. That's why we got these fucking knuckleheads now just running around doing stupid shit. Yeah,
boy. Ain't no teachable moments no more, man.
Yeah, they don't get it. That's my favorite video. Oh, my bad. How did I hop to this? Yeah, it's tip drill. Fuck y'all. But, yeah, no teachable moments. Hey, they ain't even a teachable
drill,
moment.
Boy. When he slide that credit card down the crack of that ass, man, my childhood was like, holy shit. Like, I gotta be a rapper.
but on the real,
I was like, yo, I gotta rap, though. I was like, yo, mom, give me a pack of band-aids.
But Big Bro got a teachable moment for that shit, too, though. Like, he really on some knowledge shit. That video was like that video. They had to, like, sell them at the time, you know what I'm saying? But now he a knowledgeable ass nigga. He's 5% and everything.
Yo, disrespectful shit with that song.
Nope.
It must be your ass because it ain't your face.
Exactly. I mean, you got to be truthful in the loo. Like, let's be 100.
Let's
like,
be real.
It must be your ass because, baby, it's not your face.
You still gonna pay.
You finna get this bread.
I need a tip drill.
You finna get this bread? No, we keeping it real. We keeping it a raw relationship. If it's you know why I'm here, I know why I'm here. Let's do this. This that's business.
I need a tip, Drew. I need a tip.
Nah, hey, you know, but we come from that.
It might not look as well.
We come from it. We no. Check this out, though. Check this out. No, Dirty come from St. Louis. So when we vibe, like when we used to vibe back then, you hear me? When we used to vibe back then, we was like in the clubs like fucking Jamaicans, low key. You know what I'm saying? How they gyrating on each shit.
Yeah.
That's the mindset he was on with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all that good shit.
I got a question. Is St. Louis considered the South? Or what is it considered?
We Midwest.
Like Midwest,
we
right?
Midwest. Well, yeah, we ain't in Midwest. Yeah, we. That's us.
Then why the fuck did they put Missouri in the motherfucking SEC? I'm sorry. You know, what the fuck, man?
Because they got a South spirit. That's what the fuck that's about. Okay. They was the last to abolish slavery. They still got their Southern mind state as a white
man. Okay,
that
makes sense. I don't know, because for some reason okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But shit,
yeah,
we.
Yeah. Hey, man.
They gave y'all a hell of a look.
Hell yeah.
Once Nelly came out, it was like, bang.
Them big dogs, right. Them big dogs. That was,
it seemed like the world was rooting for them.
That was the big bang. That was.
It was like, what?
That was. We like Nelly.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The last nigga I seen was, what was the nigga who had that? Pop, lock, and drop and shit.
Huey, that's my best friend, bro. That's my nigga. After that, we got a couple more cats coming up out of
here. Huey has some shit, though.
They making noise.
Huey,
his album was actually fire. Yeah, I remember that shit in South Carolina, bro.
That's my nigga.
I thought that was just...
Shout out to Baby Huey. Hell yeah.
Diana
Jaquan.
Jaquan
from St. Louis too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
He got some records.
Chingy too, right?
Yeah, Chingy from there. Right there. Yeah, nigga, he from
there. Yeah, that nigga Chingy, man.
Yeah.
What's the nigga name?
Ali.
Yeah.
Peace to the God, Ali. Peace to the God.
Nah.
Had a nice run. Had a nice run.
Goddamn Chingy, boy.
Goddamn
Chingy. And we got some new cast. Tef Poe. He chilling out there. Got Bodine. You got L.A. Foes. We got a mixture now. Like, and then coming up. It's coming out nice. Man, coming out hella nice. Good, got J.R. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Nice.
That's good, man. Yeah, man. It's nice, man. Y'all from markets where, you know what I'm saying, people got discovered and shit. And it blew up, man. That's nice. That shit.
South Carolina, our time.
Historic place.
Look,
like,
that's nice.
Look. You got mad history and shit.
Right.
That's nice.
There's a lot of shit that go down where you
Nah, they just did.
Our time coming, man. South Carolina time coming.
Yeah. Shout out to South Carolina. Yeah, it's a lot.
Seem like every black person in America comes from South Carolina.
Facts. Yeah, every dog. Real shit. Yeah, man. Shit, you ain't know that, man.
Real shit.
Like, I guess so. Either South Carolina, Georgia. That's where black.
You know. Bro. Well, that's South Carolina was the number one slave, you know, importer in the world for a while. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of the majority of the slaves that came through America came through South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of people that's from New York are families are from North and South Carolina, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Figured that. That
makes good sense. Yeah. Like, cause I got like, you know, I got family up that live up in New York and shit like that, and I'm that. Yeah, that's my country cousin. It's like, nigga, I'm not country. I'm Geechee.
You from different. South, so you country. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You Geechee, though?
Yeah, I'm Geechee.
That's
yeah,
what
that's
up.
That's what? From if you're from New York, a nigga from Newark is country. So.
Yeah, I know. It's just like you're not from New York. Calling New York.
Niggas from Buffalo.
Y'all call everybody country.
If you're not from the boroughs, you're country.
You country.
Because you're in the country. Literally, like.
You're literally, outside of New York, is country. Literally. Once you go out the boroughs, you're in the country in New York. New York State is all country except New York City.
Man.
So everybody else is country.
That's crazy.
Syracuse, Albany, Buffalo.
But you got to go through the country to get there.
You got to go through mad country to get there. If you took a train from one to the other, it's gonna be nothing but grass and cows and shit.
Apple orchards, apple orchards, and horses.
Ain't nobody think to like develop that shit.
It's farmland.
Man, we used to ride to Rochester like when I was young.
Rochester. Go to man country. You know Rochester.
Yeah, I ain't never been to that. I ain't been up there yet.
I'm thinking New York. I'm about to go.
Cause if you look at a map,
that Rochester different. Rochester. You like this ain't New York? No, it's Rochester.
Yeah.
That's why when people say I'm from New York, you gotta say where.
It's not like
because a lot of people say I'm from New York and they'll be from Rochester or Buffalo. That's not New York. That's Rochester.
That shit's spaced out, huh?
Yeah, city.
New York is the
city up here. City all the way down here. New York City is all the way down here on New York State. It's like this big.
I wonder why it's like that.
Really?
Big ass state that's not developed.
It's a huge ass state.
Mad farms.
That's what I'm saying.
Agriculture.
You would think that that motherfucker would be like packed out with little mini cities and shit too. Damn, that's crazy. That's why it's so fucking big then.
It's just New York City. Everything out of New York City is the country.
What?
The minute you step out the city, you'd be like, what the fuck?
In a city this big, like if you got a square this big, this is New York City on the bottom right hand corner.
Right.
And all those goddamn people up there.
Check this out. Perfect example. New York City is shaped like my hand.
Yeah.
The New York State is shaped like my hand. The tip of my finger, that's New York City and Long Island.
The rest?
This is all New York State. And this is where we come from, down here. That's where we come from.
New York
and
State.
And all this is fucking country.
You know what's crazy? Everybody just consider all of that New York.
Yeah, that's all New York.
It's all New York.
Yeah, that's New York.
But
New York.
It isn't.
That's New York.
Yeah.
Look at this. On this side, you got the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
On this side, you got Canada.
Yeah.
On this side, you got the ocean. That's New York.
Yeah, we be forgetting in the South that y'all niggas close to all them damn borders like shit. Cause especially South Carolina, Georgia, and all this shit. Cause it ain't like we next to different countries and shit.
We can walk to Canada from New York.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, real shit.
Motherfuckers be going up that bitch and shit. I'm like shit, man. We can get in the water. We can go to Cuba. Get enough boat. you can leave South Carolina and go to Cuba.
Go to DR right now.
Yeah.
Don't you do it.
Oh yeah.
Don't you do it.
First ever high class dirtbags giveaway.
Can I order my drinks to
Amazon?
We gonna have the first ever high class dirtbags podcast giveaway, you know what I'm saying? Like we gonna post a couple of memes or whatever. Anybody with the funniest comment, you know what I'm saying, will get a free trip to DR.
Free trip, I think. Definitely ain't taking the free trip.
Look, I was just about to tell you, I got an email that was like, yo, we got a, you know, all expense paid trip out there for like $39.
I got the same one for $29. Hey, and then they got one for $13.
Where y'all think that shit coming from, though? Where y'all think that shit coming from?
I don't know, and that ain't my business.
Nigga, I'm not about to go find nothing.
Like,
no, we're trying to kill the
when you think
this shit in the water, right?
Yeah, it got to be the water, or like
because the lady that on the internet she had the drink, but she had ice in it too.
Yeah.
She poured the liquor over the ice.
But the other dude opened liquor from the straight out the mini bar and took a drink of the bottle and then he died.
That liquor was probably watered down.
I said like Cabin Fever, nigga. My movie Cabin Fever.
Yeah, I'm good, dog.
Shit crazy, man.
Flames. Hold on. Now was the perfect time to buy some land in this.
Flames. Flames, can you say that to say,
hey,
say
so how can you take that? Liquor out?
Regardless of going to the DR.
Yeah, no.
I think it gotta be sealed.
It gotta be sealed.
Going to the DR.
Like, when you go on cruises, like, you can bring the liquor back, but it gotta be, like, sealed, right?
You can't crack it.
You can't crack it, or you can't, it can't be in your possession until you get here.
Okay. See, I'm gonna have to start doing shit like
that's a no for me, dog.
No.
Yeah.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, my business. Liquor over there, send it back over like the.
Yeah, I'm gonna Amazon that shit to my Airbnb before I get over there.
Right. Flat out. No, real shit. Cause I don't even want to drink that shit.
Just don't go to the off a little.
But look, but think about it. Like niggas is getting shot over there too. Like,
oh yeah, niggas do be getting shot.
Niggas is getting murdered in the hotel room.
Did the niggas just shoot? Big poppy.
It ain't just the water, nigga.
It ain't just the water. It's the niggas in there too.
Like, well, what the fuck going on there?
Them niggas pop big
none of my business.
They the shot boy big poppy.
Yeah, if they gonna shoot big poppy.
But I heard big poppy was drilling somebody else. Somebody else's girl.
In front of in the pack. Yeah. They got brunch. In front of everybody.
No, it was another nigga.
In front of everybody.
It was another nigga. They said the person that was supposed to get shot supposedly was the nigga that Big Poppy was eating food with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
It was fucking somebody white. Not Big Poppy.
Awesome.
Hey. Needless to say, I'm cool over here.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I'm right. I want to go to Nigeria.
So regardless of what, dog, Dominican motherfuckers is niggas, Africa, dog. Bro. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Them niggas is Spanish-speaking niggas, dog.
Spanish-speaking niggas. How about this? Dominican niggas, they New York niggas. You go to New York, everybody speaks Spanish. Dominican niggas, y'all from New York. Shut
that's
up.
A real nigga, too.
they call themselves white.
Them niggas is niggas, dog. Like,
they niggas.
They niggas.
You could see certain Spanish cultures or other damn, you know, nationalities cultures and be like, oh yeah, y'all got some nigga in y'all.
can I share with you what I learned about Dominican Republic?
They share a country with Haiti.
Right.
Can I share
right. Yeah, right on the same island.
It ties into what I want to say. I want to share something. I learned this the other day. This is amazing. So I learned, well, I always knew that Haiti, you know, basically kicked Spain out of Hispania,
yeah,
and took over and basically like, nah, it's our shit.
Right.
But did you know that Haiti and DR had a fight?
Yeah.
In 1844, fucking DR won their independence from Haiti and then reached out to Spain with like, yo, come back. Yo.
Yeah, yeah, we miss y'all. Come y'all, we need slaves. That. Yeah.
Come be our slaves. We'll be your slaves. Come on, come back.
They needed. They said they needed the resources. Yeah.
They needed what resources? That Spain
that they had.
Well, Spain was gonna ship some shit.
Isn't that amazing? I didn't know that.
Stupid shit. That was dumb.
Come back. We want to be your slaves again.
That was dumb, y'all.
We didn't mean it was those guys.
Right. Because you had a
They got dignity and pride.
You had that mix of race kids, and they was like, shit, come back. You know what I'm saying? We need y'all back.
Yeah, come on back, please.
So,
Spain was like, fuck.
Right. The funny thing about this, you want to know something else? So, when Christopher Columbus first came to that island,
fuck Chris,
all the original people that were there, he killed them all. So anybody that's from that island is not the original people.
No. They all brought over.
All of them. All of them. There's no original people from Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Hey, bro.
That's crazy.
They murdered all of them. And that's why Christopher Columbus went to prison.
That's why Haiti is a French colony, because they sent all the slaves there.
It was all one island.
France.
Yeah.
But even on...
These are my niggas. These are French niggas now.
Yeah, French niggas.
Basically.
Originally, it was one big colony. So, people that come to kill all the original people there.
Let me get that bottle.
Yeah.
So, all the people that are there now are not the natives. They're people from Africa.
Yeah, it was a priest that jotted that shit down.
And who's there now? They're all straight descendants from Africa.
Y'all West Africans.
Isn't that amazing? But
that's what you think these people are, man. We West Africans.
West Africans.
The Dominicans will tell you they white, though.
Yeah,
somebody will fight you over that shit.
Oh, shout out to my mom, Deuce, man. They just Barbados just gave her a key to some.
That's some self-hate.
My mom's from Charleston, man, but my mom done a lot of work with the Gullah Geechee.
That's what's up, man.
With the Gullah Geechee culture and the Gullah Geechee Angel Network and the Gullah Geechee Foundation and
There's peace right there.
So so she did a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but it's damn definitely crazy because we all come from the same place, man. That's what I say, man. Like,
yeah, hell
nobody,
yeah.
Ain't nobody discriminate. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody shit was just a bus stop, bro. You know that's it. Like, straight up. Different bus stop. Yeah, we all the same, bro. Like,
shit, you can. Yeah, because I roast anybody.
And then I know a guy who will tell you that, like, we was already here.
Yo, I be hearing cats talking about that too.
Before any slaves or any of that came, we was already here.
Yeah,
this is true.
Hey, real
and
shit.
That's what they said. Like the features and stuff like that really ain't like, you know, the real.
That's true too. But so basically,
I don't dig too deep.
Hey, real
basically
shit.
What he's telling you is American Indians were black people. Is what he's telling you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, if you ever read documentation about the description of the Native Americans or the American Indians that were here, they're described on paper in the 1700s and 1600s. To look like you and me, and as time went by, on paper they made them look like something else.
Mm-hmm. So where are the ones that we see to this day? How do they look? How they look?
They look white because they were all mixed with white people.
Mm-hmm.
No,
they look more white than black.
Yeah.
And if you look at all the,
they just got different.
Hold on.
Hair,
if
look,
I pull up,
they
pictures,
look more Hispanic than they do white.
Well, that's what you get from a mix, when you mix a white person and a black person. They look Hispanic.
No.
You talking about Indians?
A lot of child is Hispanic.
You talking about Indians?
In any shape and form, either you're light or you're dark.
Nah, you gotta think about it.
You look Hispanic.
People was coming from the Bering Strait. Then you had West Africans coming over here just on their leisure type shit.
This is fact. So
and you had them. Here. No, but you had them mixing together. That's the Indian that we saw. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
And then my old people. You know what I'm saying?
Check that out. That's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. No, that is dope,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Like my great.
Yeah, that nigga Christopher Columbus didn't discover shit. They was already making. Only thing he discovered, that they had a map to get over to this motherfucker.
Here, he's
that lineage.
Right. He didn't discover shit.
The only Christopher I acknowledge is Wallace.
That nigga had a map. That nigga
discovered no Wallace over here.
That nigga had a map to get here, and he's like, oh shit, check this out.
You didn't know it was here. But it was here, my nigga.
You ain't find me. I was here.
A discovery is something that nobody knows is there, and you make it known.
Everybody Vikings used to come here.
See what happened? He got the word that it was popping over here.
Real shit. Real shit.
Yeah, for real. He was like, "Oh, word! They doing all that shit in America."
Because he did that shit right out the Mansa Musa, bro. I think it was like, "Oh, where the fuck that nigga that was throwing all the gold at? Where he go?
They looking for Mansa Musa?
Yeah." Yeah. Well,
because like you say, we had most of the gold over here.
Now, you want to hear
a taking that shit,
there?
Bringing that shit from West Africa. They had a whole little mining. Yeah.
Africa did more diamonds and more, you know what I'm saying, more diamonds than gold. But America had more gold than anybody.
Right, because we was so bringing that shit over.
He's like, all them niggas over there.
They over there.
Like, we about to go check these niggas out.
It's exactly how it was, bro.
He came over there, was like, all right, well, we.
Yeah,
like
this eyes now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
he land, but he landed on the wrong spot.
Yeah.
We need to retell the story of this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. That'll be a special edition.
I'm finna sell this shit to power.
You can take a damn leaf and put it on a current right out the coast of Africa, by where the Canary Islands are, and put a feather there, and that feather will come right to the Caribbean.
Yeah, real shit.
It's a straight waterway right here. Mm.
That's
you peak. Gotta, you don't even got to have a map. You just got to get in that waterway.
Get
in
that water, that water.
And it's going to bring you right here.
That's crazy.
Real shit?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, it's a straight river. It'll bring you right here. Yeah. And
that's cold.
And that's the same current that the hurricanes follow. Mm-hmm. That's where hurricanes are made over
right.
there.
Right
here.
The same path.
Yeah. That's deep.
Yeah, so just
current comes right here.
That's why the fucking ship, the slave ships was taking
that same route. It was easy.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get lost because all you guys were just chill.
That's some tribal shit to know though. Like you covered in waters. Yeah, you covered in waters and do that.
And this. So basically, you were talking about Mansa Musa, right?
Yeah, real
so
shit.
Mansa Musa supposedly disappeared, right?
Nah, he ain't disappeared.
Supposedly, yeah. Because they say he got in a boat, came this way, no one knows where he went.
Yeah, right.
I say he went to Mexico because years later, you got some nigga named Montezuma pop up.
Same nigga.
Mad bread. Mansa Musa and Montezuma sound very similar.
That is the same.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
It is the same.
You know how you Charlie in one block and you Chuck in the other, but you see the same nigga.
Oh, shit. I'm making that a shirt. Where is Mansa Musa, nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Where is Mansa Musa? Fuck Carmen San Diego. Where is Mansa Musa?
Where in the world is Mansa Musa?
You tell somebody that don't speak your language what your name is, they going to fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Montezuma? Hey, man, that's Montezuma. And then
they like the Spaniards gonna go find them.
We gonna find this nigga. That nigga too much money disappeared.
Was that the road to El Dorado?
Copy that.
Alright. Mansa Musa had the Fountain of Youth on their ass. Man, our history was a whole Chase game. Our history was a whole motherfucking high speed Chase, bro.
I'm gonna tell you right now, man.
Like a motherfucker on boat.
It's like
on Waterway.
We gonna get your brothers.
Cause we got Murasu time. We got Land Rules. Oh, bro.
Y'all ain't see that coming.
Somebody need to see that in a movie.
Yeah,
that's a great script.
Man, that shit.
Who listen to this? You learn
this shit? About at least 12 feet deep.
Hey, yo, old man, ski. You
gonna write this shit down?
What?
Oh, yeah. This whole conversation about Man Samosa in Africa.
Why am I
dipping? And now all of a sudden they chasing him. And all of a sudden that's how slavery comes. Slavery was actually a ransom.
Yeah.
Slavery
was a ransom for people. We got your people.
Slavery was a ransom for
Man Samosa. Are you going to pay for your people or not? He like, shit.
We're going to hide out and keep all that gold. We're going to get your brothers until you come back.
Hell yeah. We murking all your tribe.
We're going to kill thousands.
Which tribe is yours?
We don't kill millions.
All three of their ass.
We don't kill everybody until you show your
face. All 13 of their ass. Yeah. Bruh. Damn.
And that's why they call themselves Massa.
Because
they want to be Mansa.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta check that.
Wait.
I'm gonna tell you. I ain't even up on the game.
Yeah, damn.
Well, preach, black man. Preach.
Peace.
Preach, black man. Preach.
Peace.
Black man.
Preach.
Y'all man, go. Y'all going to the beyond, man. We ain't trying to go to the beyond. We ain't trying to go to the beyond.
Hey, wide open beyond.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, that'll be a good ass cartoon though. That'll be a dope ass cartoon though.
I'm somewhere where no one can be right now, kid.
That'll be a dope ass cartoon, bro.
That's my
I need to see that in animation, bro.
I'm living in my body,
yo. I'm living in my body right now, yo. That's my word. I'm saying,
yo.
He said hydroplane. My guy say he hydroplane.
You almost did. I was, dog. My whole aura was
fucked up. I rub my head
out of my body.
I just want to say something.
Like, I was Doctor Strange in
how this
stuff.
Episode started and how it's going now. I just don't know
go left.
That's why I said y'all niggas.
I don't know who the audience
is.
Niggas is everywhere.
Jesus.
Niggas was everywhere.
Put the train talk, Jack.
KO. Finish him.
Yeah, like, oh.
Damn, that's what you get with the high class dirt.
Train is the man Samosa, though. Damn.
Shit can get deep, fam.
More ways than one.
We can go there, right?
Talk about some real black shit.
That's what you get with the podcast.
Speaking of black shit.
Really shit went deep.
Last question. Soul Sister. Or City Girl.
Oh, that's not even hard.
I want a mixture. I want
Cardi B.
My shit gotta be like a soda fountain. I want some of all of that. Give me some of all of that. Yeah.
See, I knew that was. See, that's,
can I have a hot?
This gonna be a shit.
Can I have a Lauryn Hill?
Because I knew that's the perfect combo.
I need the flip side to the coin.
You want both of that?
You know what I mean?
Everybody with a combo. I want you to be that. When it's time to be
there. Right, exactly.
But at the same token,
I want that duality.
At the same token, I would think that a soul sister definitely takes no shit. Because of her name is Foxy Cleopatra, she's a whole lot of woman.
No, man, hey, I can dig that, brother. I can dig that.
Can you dig it,
man? I don't think it's even though, like, real difference in what the type of woman you get. You can get that same type of woman in a city girl type of shit. She just ratchet. She's just going to be loud wherever y'all go and be twerking and shit. But your soul sister, she gonna act kind of reserved out in public, but
she gonna look amazing.
She'll smoke blunts with you, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
She'll twerk.
She'll
twerk behind closed doors when nobody's looking.
Twerk in the kitchen.
Rubber booty up on you. But it's just a different vibe. So what do you want?
One is for display and one for the crib.
Exactly. You want that straightforward shit or you want that just for me?
I want just for me.
I want that just for me.
I want just for me.
Throw some of that ratchet shit.
Just for
every
me.
Now and then. Like if we out drinking.
Just for me.
Like twerk two times.
Yeah, yeah, something.
Go around the corner and twerk. You don't ever see it.
Yeah, yeah. Like to be like, come here, and then, you know what I'm saying? Do some shit like that. I would appreciate that.
Yeah,
that is true though.
I think that's where everybody really, you know, niggas want different things though. Shit, you know, certain niggas want the city girl type of chick or whatever. But
I'm not knocking anybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna take. I like yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I always said I like me a wholesome woman. You said ho? You know what I'm trying
to say. You know, a woman.
Yeah.
You said ho?
Still got a little room to grow and shit.
Yeah, ain't no room to grow.
You can tell her what she know.
So? Wholesome?
Hey.
A wholesome.
That's the great wife, bro. The greatest wife is the wholesome wife, bro. because she
ain't. Yeah, but shit, if she, if, you know, really? What I'm saying, if she still like got that city girl, like she still got that inner, it's like
she know like, about it, she understands it, she applies it when she needs to. You know what I'm saying?
You said wholesome girl. Like what? You said that the best wife is wholesome.
Is the wholesome?
You don't get bored, my nigga.
No, I'm saying when she got a little balance. Yeah, what were you saying?
She wholesome.
No, I'm saying when she got the balance of a little city girl too.
Oh, yeah, you need
like,
the balance.
Like the balance. The, like when she know it, she understand it, she apply it. Like
when she know when
she know when to apply. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So she's a shitty girl in around her friends and just you.
Yeah, like if we drink, if we
around you and your homeboys and your homegirls.
Nah,
y'all
if we
great.
Have a night out, not around, I want you to turn.
Not like that.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying is, let's say you got a homeboy and his wife knows your wife.
Yeah.
And when they're out hanging out, they city girl.
They chilling because they with us.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all out in a real spot, they secretly city girl, but more fucking. More sister, more soul sister.
Yeah, I mean,
on the outside, soul sister, inside city girl. Pull a cheek out every now and then.
In public. No, we ain't gonna do
none of
that.
Nah, fuck no.
What do you want?
Just for me? Hell yeah.
Nah, that's too much.
That's
of a
what
show.
You want.
I ain't putting on the show
gotta
for these niggas.
No,
they
not
gotta,
a show.
No, nah,
pull a cheek
girl,
out just for me.
Your girl gotta be like one of those smoothie smoothies.
I'm still like a world.
Your gal gotta be like a smoothie king smoothie, man. She just gotta have. Like a lot of different,
gotta be a nice
lot of different layers.
I mean, a lot of different layers, man.
I done had them all, and I still can't find that perfect balance. That's I like that, man. Layers. Yeah. I mean, just like you as a man have to have layers. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
gotta be able to.
This shit I do around my kid, I don't do around people. I be dancing and shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, that's the trick. The trick is this, right?
I get real youthful around my kid. I get youthful as fuck.
If you find your perfect
mix, that's the fun in the relationship. You get youthful with your girl.
Hold on, like, right?
On the outside, I'm a motherfucking rock roller. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's totally different, and that's how you gotta keep it. You gotta keep that balance. You gotta let her know that, you know, yo, you my friend, you my girl. But the outside, nah, nigga, I'm a beast, and I will kill you.
Yeah, it's funny though, man. Like shit, but yeah, I gotta keep my gal like a smoothie king smoothie layers.
Like what?
Like an onion?
Like nah. I mean onions have.
Oh, you saying like
an eyeball? Layers.
You know those smoothie king smoothies, man, it should be hitting, bro. Like, you got like 30 different damn layers.
Like you said, like you can pick and choose. Yeah,
so,
layer
so what's on
deal.
These layers then?
Yeah, man, hey,
you
said
like everything. You can pick and choose what layer you want to deal with.
No.
What's
even
on these
like
layers?
I'm talking about just like. As far as like intuition, like, you know what I'm saying, personality, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, not only, you know, because everybody wants somebody who's smart, but somebody wants somebody that can also not be serious all the time, but still, like, you know what I'm saying, like, decipher, you know what I'm saying, like, what's going on, you know what I'm saying, like, the right time to apply certain things, you know what I'm saying, like, that's big, you know, layers.
To me, that's kind of like when we say women have all these expectations and they want a perfect man. Shit, we got all these expectations and we want a perfect woman. But in the actuality, in the real world, ain't none of either one. So it's like...
You better settle for who like your ass at the time.
Damn, that motherfucker said settle for who like your ass.
I mean, sometimes...
That's some uncle shit.
No, but on some
real... You better just settle down.
No, but listen, on some real shit, some motherfuckers need to realize that. Like who like you, my nigga. You gonna spend your whole life chasing bitches. Trying to convince somebody to like you rather than fucking with somebody who really gonna like you for you and really fucking with you.
Once you start appreciating yourself, you gonna see that shit.
The thing is, it's gonna be a lot of people like you.
Nah.
Be a lot of motherfuckers who do the same thing and you know what I'm saying? They're the same person. Damn,
nah, it's gonna be a lot of people who give you the opportunity. But it is not necessarily the ones that like you. I'm talking about the chicks that you know. You can be like, I know I can call her whenever.
But
you're not seeing the fact that she really fuck with you.
The thing you're missing, though, if even if she like you, if you don't really like her, then it's like,
you don't really like her. But 9 times out of 10.
But I'm chilling with you because you
Because
you're good people.
No. 9 times out of 10, you would fuck with her, but she just ain't... A hoe enough or something. Mm. She might not smoke. She might not drink. It's some dumb shit.
It could be that she boring as fuck.
When you're 40, when you in your mid-30s, when you in your 40s, that's the type of bitch you're going to want. Like, the type of chick that you done passed up on.
Because
you wanted to be more little fun.
Yeah, that's a turn off.
You know what I'm saying?
A chick on cigarettes.
If it's something like that,
but you're a great person.
That's a different
woman. That's but you, you know what I'm saying? You might goddamn leave the light on every time you walk out the motherfucking kitchen and I'm get, goddamn, just turn that light off. Like, it might be some shit, you know what I'm saying? Petty. It could be all type of petty shit. Right. I'm just saying.
No, like, real
a,
shit.
A wide range petty of things. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't turn that fucking light off?
Petty Jackson. Turn that shit off.
Petty Jackson over here.
He went to the Larry Fish
Petty Turner, boy. But that's Ike Turner's son. Petty Turner.
Petty Rux.
That's Petty Turner, boy. You ain't turn that fucking light off.
Yeah.
Don't want me to do the same thing if you leave that toilet seat up all the time.
Right.
In her mind, she getting sick of that shit. Like, you know, this nigga.
He do this shit all the time.
How about saying nobody perfect?
I'm trying to think.
I think it's
all about who bullshit can you put up with at the end of the day? Because everybody come with bullshit.
No, that's what it really boils down to. Can I deal with your kind of bullshit?
No, yeah, exactly.
If your bullshit is overwhelming, problem I can't solving, fuck with you.
I think I can deal with her bullshit. I like the way she
problem
looks.
Problem solving. That's all.
She got some
is,
good pussy. I like the way she looks. She treat her kids good.
And her bullshit ain't that much.
And her bullshit ain't that much. So, yeah, I like her because her bullshit.
Her bullshit,
it's the bullshit. Because everybody, ain't nobody perfect. Like y'all said, like, but everybody come with bullshit.
But you ain't like. Kind of
who can deal
answer
with your right bullshit?
That's the answer.
And who the answer is just problem solving. Which problem you want?
Which problem you want? I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't do this. Right. I don't do that.
I like this.
You
though
like me? Right. No, you don't. Oh, you can't deal with that. With this non-negotiable shit you're talking about.
Right. Damn, I finally used equations in life.
But when you actually sit down with a person and get that deep with shit, motherfuckers be like,
right, like what the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, but the wrong thing to do is like to fuck with a chick and like really start fucking with her and then pull some shit out your ass. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I don't even like that shit.
Yeah.
You've been fucking with her for 2-3 months, but now you want to tell her you don't like the shit. You got to get that shit out on the table from the jump.
Exactly.
Because if she, you know what I'm saying, if she understands
it, with it, it's over. She
exactly.
Like, this is me. You got to accept me for me. This
nigga,
is
you
me.
Done.
God damn.
You done wasted. You done wasted 3 months.
I done fucked up on that step a couple of
you can't,
times.
You can't be Bruce Wayne. You can't be Bruce Wayne with a bitch that you really want to fuck with. No, you can't be Bruce Wayne with a bitch you really want to fuck with. Like, if after the second, third day, you be like, yeah, that's wifey right there. You can't be Bruce Wayne no more. Right? You gotta tell her you Batman.
You Batman.
You got to. Hey,
you gotta tell her you Batman so soon.
I'm Batman.
I'm a creep.
Where are they? I'm Batman.
Where is she?
Where are they?
Where is she?
Joker. Why everybody pull a Batman voice out?
Everybody, you're Batman.
Everybody's Batman. Where are they?
I'm Batman.
Shit, man.
We all just sound like a bunch of eighth graders. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Nah, but you can't be your alter ego for too long. You gotta
show her Batman.
You gotta show that shit,
man. Because
if you do it after y'all moving together, it's over with. You done. It's gonna be horrible.
Nigga
got
identity.
Niggas
fraud.
Do that, right?
Identity fraud.
Niggas
man.
Do that. Yes. I'm a good guy. I don't do that. It's I don't do this.
Yeah. I'm a douchebag.
Oh, I'm never gonna smoke in your house. And then next thing you go, you move in with her, you smoke in the crib out, and she's like, "You said you ain't smoking."
I smoked the shit out of the crib.
Yo, I was on parole. I'm on parole now.
I've been smoking since I was 13. Get the fuck out my face.
What are you talking about? Yo, hit this. Yo, you'll be better. Don't even worry about it.
I've been doing this.
Just hit this with me.
This not you.
It is me.
This just is me.
I was just chilling.
You met me in the club.
Y'all niggas read
what
my
you think
life
I was
right
doing?
You met me in the club. What the fuck you
Transformers, niggas in disguise.
You heard it with that. Bitch, I'm a homie.
Nigga with a do-rag and a blood in his hand. Yeah, bitch.
Like, oh, bitch, I'm a homie. Make me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich or something.
Fry some motherfucking chicken or something.
Sweet and sour
up right quick. Nigga wild hungry, yo.
You ain't got no Kool-Aid? What the fuck?
She's like, yo, who is this nigga?
Who is this
playing that Tony
nigga?
Braxton, Stranger in My House. Like,
turn this bullshit off.
You come home from work, you hear that shit, you like, God damn, have I changed?
Right.
Who am I?
Yeah, well,
why you playing Keisha Cole so much?
You sent your representative for the first 2 months trying to get that twat. Once you
the nigga with the nice, no wrinkled shirt, all buttoned up with the cardigan on.
Man.
That's how I be.
Hi, how are you?
You be putting that
would,
best
would you care to
forward,
take an endeavor with me to
fellas,
Central Park to
fellas,
enjoy the
I know,
sun?
Because I know.
Be yourself, because
I know for a fact sure. Everybody here done fucked with a chick that was above your level. And you had the front to get that twat.
No.
No.
No, dog.
You're lying.
No.
Oh, I swear.
I'm letting you know off the bat, bitch. I'm broke.
Wait,
no.
Wait,
no.
I would take an Uber scooter to your crib, but I'm getting there. You, you should focus shit, on that. I got I'm here and I took the initiative.
Nigga, I fresh Prince me a roll, nigga. I fresh Prince.
Wait, so I'm gonna give it to you like this, yo.
On their ass.
The kind of nigga I am, I like to be impressive. You dig me?
I was always a funny nigga.
I like to be impressive.
Right.
I'm gonna make you laugh.
I'm gonna giggle in that.
So what that means is, if you above my level, I'm being so impressive, you would think I'm above your level.
I ain't talking about financial or nothing. I'm talking about just like, I was just the greatest hyena squad,
nigga. You were so good. You were like, I'm fucking with this guy.
She was like, this is you, nigga. You so cool. I gotta give you some pussy. It was like, I was like the...
That's all
I was there. I was right on, you know what I mean?
Right on cue.
Right on cue.
You came at the right time.
Yeah, it was like...
You did the right thing.
But I ain't that type of nigga.
Oh, Guardian Angel ass nigga.
9 times out of 10, I don't give a fuck. Like, I ain't got time. I'm not gonna answer my phone. I'm not trying to go here. I'm not trying to do that.
Jordan
like,
Sparks, how can I breathe with no air on this?
We can go do it. We can exercise in the park.
We can take the yoga in the park. Sure.
Exercise in the park. Come on, we can exercise in the park. I did that for a good month, but I got them draws though.
When she got them buns, like, fuck that part.
Hey, I go on dates like that. Like, I go on miscellaneous dates just so I can experience that shit. Like, oh, okay, that was cool.
I don't really. Like, weird shit like that.
Yeah, like, I don't be yes man into that. I'll be like, no, that was cool.
That's why motherfuckers are asking for pre-dates.
A
pre-date?
Now, when I get a good girl.
What's a pre-date? Explain this to me.
Like, as a good date.
Oh, pre-date is like, let's meet at the park and walk around.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
They can just talk for a little while.
Yeah, see if you like, you're like, if you vibe.
Yeah, that's why.
That sounds cool.
My first date is too far.
Wait, I like that.
You that's my first
and then
date.
If you want to dip, you can dip. Look, you can leave.
My first date is always the park. We go like to the park because it's free.
That makes sense.
And if
that's
you,
my move. Any, right
like, wait, that makes sense. Let's go to pre-date. Me can't pee
more. You able to talk?
That's my move. It's either that or Starbucks for me.
Let's go to Piedmont and then go take a walk.
Or those Starbucks.
Right? I like that.
Starbucks too loud for me, bro.
Man, I said in my song. I said in my song, I'm sleeping on the floor with a bad bitch and all she want to do is cuddle. And I've been with a bad bitch. I'm talking from overseas.
Yeah.
You know, doing ebony fashion models.
Yeah.
Doing this and that. You hosting shit at the All-Star game and you got NFL players and shit calling up on.
Real shit. But you, boss.
I'm over here. Fuck. You sleeping on the floor with me.
Because she ain't tripping off that shit.
Hell
she
nah.
Just
if you know what real time.
Yo, if a female like you, bro, she gonna fuck with
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
she gonna lie to you sometimes too. But she gonna fuck with you.
You can live in your car.
She gonna fuck with you big time. I think, yo, my girl,
other chicks,
my girl be lying to me, yo.
And
like,
it always been the same mental, like,
hey, she be
lying ass job, you got lying ass
like, she be like, you buff, and then I see her ex, that nigga job. Hella big, bitch, don't stop lying to me.
He
like,
said this nigga hella big.
Keep it real, shit. Your ex was a bodybuilder, you know.
I keep it real.
But I'm not about to come
I like
that.
Short niggas, I see her with a tall nigga, like, in 2013, like, damn, bitch, why you lying?
Why you lying?
Just tell me the truth, you feel me?
You ain't gotta cater to me. Just
man, I was chilling with the bra, man. We was at her homegirl crib. My homegirl, another little model chick. And she had a crib, so we had the keys to her crib. We over at the crib. We in the damn bed chilling up. I ain't gonna say the dude's name, but the little football player dude. A kick return dude. He damn.
Don't say his name, though.
Shit just got real.
I'm like,
shit, answer the phone, man.
What the name, man?
I'm gonna beep it out and post. What's his name?
Nah, I don't want to hear that shit. Fuck it. Don't air out.
Different strokes, different folks. I ain't never had to go on shit acting like I'm somebody else.
Yeah, real shit. I just be me.
But you're either gonna like me or you're not. And most bitches be like, man, you a cool ass, real ass nigga. And I'm gonna educate and motivate from there. You know what I'm saying? That's what the RPA is. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do that.
That's real shit.
So.
That's real shit.
You know, chicks all the time.
Yeah, I've never done that either because black men respect all women. I'm starting that new.
Black men respect all women.
Black men respect all women.
I love that.
Grace so in.
I would never say anything like that.
That's what I consider myself doing. You know, service to the community. Like, you know what I'm saying? A community service. Educating the most.
Black men don't cheat. Educate and motivate.
Educate and motivate.
Cheating is for the week.
It's been great, man. That shit, man. We talked about a whole bunch of random shit today, man.
This was a good one, though. To end the first season on a note with everybody that, you know, we thought did a great job on the show every time they came through.
Oh shit, I made it. He was though,
yeah, nigga, we made it.
Line, speak for the kids.
You invited my nigga. But yeah, so you know we yeah, man, shit crazy. The next season is gonna be even crazier because we going digital.
We going visual.
On YouTube, you know what I'm saying? We throwing it on, you know, we gonna have Instagram clips.
Oh shit, I'm gonna get really, stylist.
We really doing
now,
this
nigga.
Shit, man. I'm
gonna be out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, oh, pretty, you get the fedora right, my nigga. Like, we
rich,
really man. Doing this.
So, nigga shit, huh?
Season two.
Okay.
Yeah. Snap. I'm ready, yo.
I'm wearing a koofy.
Hold on, I pull out some old school Air Force One. Check me out, y'all. I pull out some old Air Force One.
I'm wearing
but
a
the socks,
for
though.
Two
see, that's why I wish we
straight.
Gotta go visual because I'm a sock aficionado.
I had them
busy myself. I'm a shock connoisseur. So I appreciate those socks, though.
One in the hand equals two in the push.
Old sock collecting ass.
Yeah, I like
that. You a collector, eh?
Sock collector. JR. J-Dot.
Sock collector.
Sock collector extraordinary.
We got so many branch off shows in this shit.
Stances?
The sock boys.
That motherfucker be nibbling on the material.
These are good socks.
That boy in Brooklyn probably has to blend. Getting sock belts and shit.
But this is blended.
Yeah. These heels and toes ain't worth a damn. I need some.
Who knitted this?
This is a troll.
This is cheap, made in Bangladesh. Yeah, this is no bullshit. I wouldn't wipe my ass with it.
Sending my socks to the cleaner. Like my sock dryer.
I have my socks in the morning.
Oh, they my put my goodness. Socks on hangers. You know what I'm saying? They just hang
on. That boy got a sock belt.
Nah, I bought my shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
my shit
that's cool,
like
though. I'm about to start collecting something, dog. Fuck it. I'm going to have socks.
I'm going to start collecting something. I don't know
what it is, but it's going to be something.
Nigga, pick it up a hobby, man. you know, that's how you know when you old and washed. You like, nigga, I need to pick up a hobby.
I need to get something to do it.
Nigga, yeah. I'm about to start rock climbing. Nah.
Like what? Don't start now. Start now.
I'm gonna learn how to swim.
I'm about to start skateboarding.
I was working out.
Nigga.
I was working out at the gym the other day. I was like, yeah, maybe I should learn how to do kung fu.
I was saying, nah, a little too old.
This nigga said kung fu.
Oh, you ain't get your ass. You ain't get your ass beat.
Just do it.
Just to be some.
Hey, do it, bro.
Yeah, little kid gonna beat your
do
ass.
It, bro.
Nigga
gonna
get to a
shit.
Yellow belt.
Nah,
quick.
Do
I
it.
I can't
bro.
Do this shit no more.
My nigga gonna be an orange belt.
Sensei can't flip it. Ha ha ha.
Ha knee, jump.
He gonna be on IG, the biggest nigga in the class.
Chopping through wood and shit.
Little redhead kid gonna beat your ass.
Hey,
talk about I got a tournament next weekend.
He roundhouse kicking the shit out of this 12-year-old.
Hey, I can't do the podcast next weekend. I got a tournament.
Hey,
y'all gonna support me.
That nigga coming with nunchucks.
Yo, we bring the tournament to the fucking fight. I got a kata tournament,
nigga. Nah, I ain't fighting nobody. I'm just
podcast
doing my kata.
Right before I'm doing my katas. If I hit my kata, I get my purple belt.
I'm just playing
that
my
boy
shit.
Turned into Amp Man fast, IP Man, real quick.
I'll be like, yo, we at the Kumite. What? Y'all where?
Yeah, at the Kumite.
Then the nigga start disappearing at night. Where this nigga keep going at night, coming back?
Waking up OP up and shit. Like, what's wrong with this nigga? Nothing.
This nigga back alley street fighting.
Moving like that, devil and shit. Boxing them. For money and shit.
Kick ass.
Nigga, you too old to be doing this.
Come home. I come home. It's like 10 niggas in the crib. Talking about we starting a fight club. Rule number one, nigga. There is no fight
club. There is no fight club.
I can get in this shit if you want me to. Let me know what you're doing.
He on some kick ass.
I can know, nigga. I got an outfit in the car, nigga.
Yeah, I got an outfit in the car, too,
you about to go try to be a vigilante, nigga? That's what you
want. You know that kick-ass shit.
He be a kick-ass.
Nigga, who? They about to hit the streets.
I'm going to jump off a 1 foot, 4 foot step and roll my ankle, nigga. I'm
done. One fight move is over, right? Wait, time out. I think I hurt my ankle.
That's your origin story. It's the origin story right there.
Roundhouse kick a nigga and dog and roll my ankle at the same time.
The birth of crutches, man.
The birth of crutch, man.
How he sprained his ankle? That nigga hit a cartwheel trying
to. Nigga was trying to be a
trying
crime
to gang
fighter.
Do an overhead hook.
Jumped off a four-step porch.
That nigga thought he was Batman, bruh.
Nigga ankle exploded.
Little did he know he would become crutch, man.
That's so funny, dog.
Batman.
Quick, the criminal left the sock. Let's go to the sock collector's house.
Oh, shit. You guys are crazy, man.
Sock collector, where's the sock from?
Yeah, we taking it to that extra point.
Right oh, there. Man, yeah,
you
know, I know,
it's time
man.
To go by.
But it's all good, man. Who the fuck we had on the show again today, man?
You know, so Pretty You from the Avenue came through. I'm the late guy. What's going on, y'all?
It's all good, man. You gotta get it in, man.
Hey, you already know it's Flames B, you bitch, you.
Yeah, man. Hey, who else we got?
We got your boy Joffy Mo, aka Lion Ass Joff.
Yeah.
Why they call you Lion Ass Joff? Because I be telling the truth.
Damn. Nigga be lying.
I be telling the
truth.
Lying. You be lying.
You be lying. That's
cool. You already know, man. It's your boy Trollo Lansky. You know my slogan for all summer 19. Pull up, never pull out, baby. Yeah.
Ain't nobody know that slogan because that was the first time you ever pulled that one out.
Yeah.
Pull up or pull out?
Yeah, that's the first time.
He ended on a good note.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what, pull up or pull out?
Pull up and pull out?
I pull up, never pull out.
Oh, that's some high class dirtbag shit for real.
That's some high class dirtbag shit for real.
You trying to get Charles.
We know who's the dirtbag of this, or the end of this.
I don't even pull up.
Use the dirtbag, bro.
That's your motto.
You got that trophy, bro.
I don't even pull in driveways because I don't like pulling up. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you back in, huh?
Yeah, you know what it is, man.
You want those dick ass niggas?
Nah, I'm just fucking around, man.
Nah, man.
No,
please pull out, man.
Please, you know, pull out. Please
help control the pet population.
Yeah, man. For the sake of my man, don't listen to this nigga.
Yeah, man, don't listen to me. Don't, man. I'm just fucking
out. Responsible.
No, no cheering, nigga.
Strap it up,
allegedly.
Please.
Words from the God. Your boy.
How about be a black man? Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Black men don't cheat.
Yeah, black men don't cheat.
Love and honor and respect your black queen.
And you know, and black men respect all women. Respect, you know what I'm saying?
All right, hear me out first.
All of them, man. It's your
you know
boy.
What I'm saying?
You know what
love and respect your black queen.
We up out of here.
You already know that.
You know, we do it again.
But
when we come back,
Boyaka,
season two, pon your head top.
Keep the change.
It's your boy.
The
keep the change.
Keep the change.
Season one, this shit over.
Bye.
Damn. Sock chewing ass motherfucker.
Sock taster.
Sock collector.
Sock chewing. Sock collector.
Sock it too.